Okay, now we're with the owner of Advanced Educational Technology Labs, Dave Kemsky, and a fascinating story. Dave, how are you?
Doing great under the circumstances.
Absolutely. Tell me about the circumstances. Now, your business I didn't know about, and it's fascinating to me. You offer educational technological software or hardware. Explain that to me.
Well, what we do is we design and outfit technical labs for high schools, colleges, and universities.
That sounds fascinating. How'd you get started with that?
Oh, gosh, it would take a long time for me to really go back, but just been in the industry since about 2005 and grown it since.
Given the fact that so many kids now are involved with technology online, and plus the circumstances, what are some of the products? What are your main products? Who do you distribute it to in the area? Do you deal with high schools or colleges or junior colleges in the area?
Absolutely. Up on the North Shore, Essex North Shore Tech, mm-hmm. Gloucester High School, some of our notable customers. I mean, right here in Manchester, Essex, Ipswich High School, Marblehead High School. So that's just on the North Shore, but in town, major universities like MIT, Harvard University, Boston University. But our main focus is with solutions, is helping out the schools set up labs. And these could be for 3D printers, for additive manufacturing, advanced manufacturing. But 3D printing has been kind of the hot button over the past couple of years. But not only that, but makerspaces, fab labs, that kind of makes it a little more general in terms of equipment that you'd find in there. So things
okay.
like lasers.
All right. Hold on, dude. You're talking now jargon to me. So let's go back to 3D printers and then maker bots. So go back to that and explain that to me, the great unwashed.
Yeah, well, a lot of schools these days have looked at technical education to be more of a hands-on process, hands-on learning process. So schools that traditionally, comprehensive schools that weren't doing a lot of hands-on, realized that, a great way of learning and through STEM education is through making things. So mm-hmm. that came the term makerspace, fab labs, idea space. I mean, there's whole all different types of names, but the whole goal of those programs is for students to kind of to build things, just think outside the box and make things. And during this crisis, what's been great is a lot of these makerspaces have been called upon to use their resources to make things to help throughout the crisis. And one of the things that we've been involved in has been making face shields for local hospitals and beyond, I should say, too. And so that's how that's what we've been doing here at our office, because we have some equipment in this location. But we also connected with some folks at Medtronic. They really have been great during this whole process, and they set us up with a special CAD design that the 3D printer runs on, and that's what we've been printing out is one of their designs. And they've also graciously they've donated material so we can actually build these, and also some of the other materials. And what we've in turn done, Mark Lyons from AET, he's gone to all of his clients and beyond. These are at the vocational technical high schools all throughout New England, and he's kind of gathered, by pushing out this call to action here with printing these. He's gotten I can't remember, I don't know how many schools are involved, but they're printing the same thing, mm-hmm. and they're donating them through their local hospitals or whoever needs them.
Well, I should point out that a lot of that's available to our listeners at aelabs.com. You'll see Mark Lyons on there working with Essex Tech and so on. That's what sort of got us turned on to this, and also with one of the students over at Manchester Essex Regional High School. If I could, Dave, before we get to more about the face shields and what you guys are doing, the fabulous work that you're doing, can you just run through me what a high school, let me just pick Gloucester High School. The CAD program over there, I do know Chip Kistner very well, but what would you do? I mean, a high school teacher gets a hold of you guys and says he wants something, he wants a lab, he wants software, he wants hardware. Can you just, you know, put me through a quick model on that?
Yeah. It starts, we kind of go way back and say, you know, what's the need? You know, why do you want to do this? And so, you know, we don't want to just, you know, throw, you know, we don't want the school to throw dollars at equipment that won't be right for them. So there's kind of a process we go through interviewing the instructors, you know, that might be involved, or just having a conversation and to learn a little bit more about their program and then offer out solutions, really. But we take them through the whole process, not only from the consulting, the design of the lab, if they have a, you know, need for a complete lab, but also just walking through them afterwards, after the setup and installation and training of the equipment, because some of this stuff is a bit complex. We also do a lot of professional development with them throughout the years that's offered, and we have service and support. So we're there for the long haul with them, and want to help them the best that we can.
How big is the 3D printer? I almost want to call it a revolution, but how big is that now with respect to what you're doing in terms of colleges and schools and so on, or elsewhere, and the fact that you're able to do what you're doing to help out in this crisis? How big is the 3D printer thing?
The 3D printing or additive manufacturing market has just skyrocketed, and you know, we've got to that point where it's matured enough where, if you look at a curve, most of these crazy technologies, they come to light and they kind of go straight up. And then once people realize, oh, I can't just have a 3D printer in my house and do print out spare parts when I need them. Once they get to that point, there's this disillusionment that they get, but once all of a sudden that they realize, oh, well, I can use this for making shields for this cause, or I can use it for doing whatever it might be, prototyping some part for an idea that I had. Then all of a sudden they turn around and they realize, wow, look where I can use this, and so that we're at that point where the masses of people are at that point realizing the practical applications for 3D printing. And also, materials is what drives it. And so the metal 3D printing, metal additive manufacturing market is really starting to gear up as well. So it's maturing. It's maturing. And it's just going to continue to grow.
Is this a learning curve for you, have you been out ahead of that with the 3D stuff?
I like to think we've been out ahead of it, and we work with some very progressive companies that have been in this market for many years, so we really do have an edge, I think, on a lot of people. And the goal is to make sure the students are aware of that and they can use that. They learn on real industrial equipment, and they're prepared when they get out into the field with certifications and trained the best they can be.
So many businesses are contributing right now during this emergency. They're going above and beyond. And it sounds like AET Labs is doing the same, and you're producing face shields. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, we're producing really the frames. We're doing the whole thing. It's really an interesting design. We're able to 3D print the frame. And then the frame has like three little nubs that stick out, and really simple. Transparent film. These are the guys at Medtronic that figured, hey, just get some transparent film. Use a three-hole punch, and the face shield pops right on.
Okay.
And put a rubber band around the back of it, and you can keep it on your head. They work great. Yeah. We've had a lot of feedback from hospital staff workers, and that have said that it has been great.
I taught math for years, and sometimes when I talk calculus with people, they say, you know, oh, it sounds like Greek to me, and everything you've just said today, Dave, it sounds very, very advanced to me, but you guys are getting it out there in the neighborhood and getting it out into the community. And it sounds like from A to Z, you guys are covering the gamut. And really, your business covers from the small to the large. Is that not, because you mentioned MIT and other schools?
Yeah, we're We're located in New England. We're for New England. That's kind of as far as we go. So all corners of New England, down as far as southern Connecticut, bordering New York, all the way up to the far reaches of Maine. So we are all over New England.
All right. Finally, Dave, can you tell me anything else you'd like to mention about AET Labs with respect to your product that you get out there or the current emergency that we're in?
The only thing I want to say is thank you to all of our healthcare workers, doctors, nurses, people on the front lines, and don't forget about all the people that are still out there doing things like making deliveries and all those people that are kind of putting themselves on the line, first responders and everything, and just want to say thanks to all of them.
That is Dave Kemsky, who is the owner of the Advanced Educational Technologies, LAPS, and this is MSONewsSports.com.